Secretary of State John Kerry told the Senate Finance Committee today that pro-Russian protests in eastern Ukraine are contrived and Russia risked tougher sanctions if it continued to gin them up. The protests took place in three eastern cities. Meanwhile, there were fistfights in Parliament between lawmakers who back Russia and those who back the uprising that overthrew Ukraine's Russian-backed government. NPR's Corey Flintoff is watching from Crimea, now part of Russia. So, Corey, what's going on today?
Robin, it's hard to tell exactly what's going on today because things have been changing so fast there. You know that pro-Russian demonstrators seized buildings in three eastern Ukrainian cities, Donetsk, Luhansk, and Kharkiv yesterday. They were groups of several hundred and sometimes more than 1,000 people, almost all men. Most of them were young men, and many of them keeping their faces covered. They seized three buildings in three of these cities. And in Donetsk, for instance, they hung a big banner from the regional administration building, and they proclaimed what they call the Donetsk Republic. They're saying they want a referendum on independence, just like the one that was held in Crimea, and they want it to be carried out no later than May the 11th. So as of this morning, anyway, Ukraine's acting president is saying that police have actually retaken the government buildings in Kharkiv, and they've arrested about 70 people there on terrorism charges.
Well, we're hearing that the situation in the third city may be even worse because the pro-Russian demonstrators have seized weapons. What more do we know?
That's Luhansk, and Ukrainian authorities are saying that the demonstrators are in control of the local security services building there, and they've obtained weapons from the armory in that building. So they are armed, or at least that's what the authorities think. And that could make it almost impossible to retake that building without significant bloodshed. The police chief in Luhansk is calling on the protesters to come out, and he's been telling them that the government is considering offering an amnesty for people who give themselves up peacefully.
Well, as we mentioned, Secretary of State John Kerry testified before the Senate today. He warned Russia that the U.S. is going to take much tougher steps, including sanctions against some key sectors, energy, banking, mining. Have you heard Russian reaction to that yet?
Well, actually, it may be that Kerry's remarks were a reaction to some statements that came out of the Russian foreign ministry earlier today. The foreign minister said that Ukraine was sending mercenaries from the United States against these demonstrators in eastern Ukraine. It said that the Ukrainian security services who are being seen in these demonstrations in eastern Ukraine are actually mercenaries coming from a U.S. company, and that they're along with some militants from the ultranational right sector. I should add that the Russian foreign ministry isn't offering any evidence for that, and as far as I know, no independent reporters in eastern Ukraine have been able to confirm anything like that.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, there was a brawl in Ukraine's parliament today. Tell us more about that.
Fistfights are not unheard of in the Ukrainian parliament. It's called the Rada, but this is pretty much a classic. This deputy was accusing the nationalist groups of playing into Russia's hands early in the demonstrations against Yanukovych. And there were a couple of deputies from the Svoboda Party. It's a right-wing party who jumped up and tried to drag him from the rostrum and started a fistfight. And a lot of other deputies got into it. And it was quite a melee for a while.
NPR's Corey Flintoff in Crimea, watching action both above him in Kiev and then to the east in the eastern border of Ukraine and Russia, where there's been huge unrest today. Corey, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.